Well, welcome, 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 everybody, to Let's Talk Healing. I am your host, your humble host, in fact, Saber, and I am filling in gracefully for our beautiful Anna today, who is on a much-deserved break, and we will miss her today. We love you, Anna. Hope you're having an awesome day across the pond in Australia. Today, we have a special guest, an author, healer, teacher, and a dear friend of mine. The show is dedicated to this guy. He's amazing. Say hello to Atana. Hey, Atana.
Hey, wonderful being, wonderful Saber and Carol and, of course, Dawn. Yes, we miss Anna. Anna, lovely Anna, we love you. Thank you, everybody who is tuning in today. This is going to be an exciting show. And we're going to start exploring and experiencing transformation in an open talk. I'm so excited, Saber.
Ooh, it's like the principal's away. We're going to get a little bit of trouble today. Oh, yeah. I feel like my big sister left the house, said, take care of the keys and water the cat and feed the cat. And I said, okay, it's party time. See ya, big sister. We'll see you when you get back on your vacation. We love you and miss you, Anna. Hi, Carol. It's nice to see you and talk to you today. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Thank you. I'm happy to be here. 100%. I'm thrilled to have this radio show talk today.
I'm so glad to be with you. I love you guys so much. So today, I thought maybe we'd talk about the physical symptoms that specifically that healers are having and then how that transpires to other people who are wanting to learn how to heal. Just wanted to say that over the past couple of days, I've had some intense energy coming in. It has been off the charts, especially on my right side of my body, the opposite of my heart. And it feels almost like I'm being microwaved or something. It's this energy that's being emitted, and it's affecting my ear and my jaw and my tooth. And a lot of people have been calling me and asking me about this. I just wanted to see, Atana or Carol, have you guys been experiencing this at all?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
You have no idea? I'm just so weirdo.
I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, you mean like all this weird, heavy, dense energy is coming up so they can be acknowledged and appreciated and really cleared?
Yeah. I can see that definitely.
That is intense.
Yes. So no physical... You're not feeling it? Well, I've actually been feeling it for the past couple of days, but today was a break. It was the sun was shining, and it said, woo! You're either getting a break, and it's done, or you're getting a break, and we're going back in for second half. Not sure what's going to happen.
Well, it's pretty intense, honestly, Saber. And you're already bringing this up, and you can imagine for us healers, if it comes already up on that level, how intense that is, like for the regular person that doesn't even work on anything. They don't even know what's happening.
Yes, I don't know what's worse. I really don't. To not know or to know or what's better, it's kind of like, let's just get this done and figure it out and do what we can to make it better for everyone. And a friend of mine who is a healer as well years ago, she had said, I just want to know for 1 second what you go through. And so she said she went home and she meditated and she asked her guides to show her. And she experienced a bit of what I do, and she came to me the next day. She said, I don't ever want to experience that ever again. So it was kind of like, hey, you know what? I am strong. I am powerful. There's a reason why I asked to do this work and also was chosen to do this work. I'm all right. I can do this. And so just wanted to say to both of you, thank you for doing the healing work. And I don't think healers or even just caretakers in general, teachers and doctors and radio show hosts, they don't get enough, love and telling them, it's okay, you guys are doing a great job. Most people that are here are healers, or they're masters of some sort of job that kind of goes by the wayside.
That reminds me of when in the very beginning, when I took Atana's class, the first class, and I remember him looking at us and saying, how much do you want to know? How much do you want to see? And, you know, I think I've mentioned before that when I started with Atana, I wasn't open and sensitive and seeing and feeling. And I, along with my other classmates, you know, we were like, oh, we want to see everything. We want to see it all. I want to know it all. I want to everything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I know he must have had that little inside chuckle of like, yeah, really? Do you really want to know? Do you really want to see everything? I mean, there's a reason there's a veil, right? I mean, it's like, and kinda I was like, having
when you're 18, you want to be, 40, and your parents are saying, no, son or daughter, please enjoy your teenagers and have fun, you know. Don't worry about it. Yes, it's so cool. I remember you mentioning that a couple of months ago, 3 or 4 months on the show, and I remember, I don't know if I said this to you, but I remember thinking, and I'm like the exact opposite. Like, I want to turn some of this sensitivity off. I've been like this since I came out of my mother's womb, and I just sensitive saber. Sometimes just want to turn it off, even just for a day, but that's not part of the deal. So I've learned, and I'm sure you have, to balance it with Atana's help, and also our divine helper's help. And how are you doing with all that balancing?
Well, that's what I was going to say. That's what I love about the Atana method and how Atana teaches us and helps us to evolve, because with his guidance, with this system, the balance is evolving the consciousness, you know, at the same time that all the sensory is being opened up, so that we're able. I was having a conversation with a friend this morning just about that very same thing. She had started to take Kundalini yoga classes, and she was mentioning that to a different friend of hers, and that person was like, oh no, you have to stop that, that's dangerous, and you know, like, yes, you need to not be doing that. And I was surprised that kind of thinking was still out there. I'm aware that that comes from long ago, but that was the idea. So the conversation we had was like that idea of if things are awakened too quickly, and you don't have the consciousness to understand and you know, and balance what you're seeing or feeling, then it presents differently than if you're like growing your consciousness while you're evolving and opening up all your senses at the same time, which is what
it's kind of like when I cut my hair really short one time, and my whole family's like, what the hell did you do with your hair, Mama? I should have gradually cut it up shorter and shorter and grown into it like a smart woman would. If I just cut it off. Now I'm growing it back. Don't worry, my sons. I'm growing it back. I'm gonna have longer hair than you, Atana. I'm coming for you, man.
Well, good luck letting it grow. I tell you, it took me a long time. And my hairdresser said, I don't know what kind of vitamins you're taking, but your hair are growing so fast. And I say, it's all love, baby. It's all love.
Oh yeah, your tentacles are long and strong.
Well, we have to make sure that we stay sane in these times, because everything that can come up is basically magnified and amplified, and so there is a potential there's a potential for disaster every minute if you let it go out of control, literally, so to speak, you know. And
yeah.
we really just have to refocus and reground ourselves also in being harmless, because we, you know, any time there's so much volatility around that whoever catches it, like, channels it. And you have to really get away from that volatility and just kind of like stay in your grounded humbleness and unconditional love, where you know that everything is going to work itself out without that we feel we have to push so hard that it's almost like unhealthy, you know. But it's easier said than done, especially when it becomes volatile.
Yeah, it's interesting you're saying that. The past couple of days, I've been guided so much more, and I've gotten better at this over the years, obviously, but to stay in a calm, loving state, be very positive, but also know that we are manifesting so fast right now. And I don't really understand why there's been this huge jump and if it's going to sustain or if this is just the next step. But it was like, okay. And so I started thinking about things I wanted to. I'm always trying to push the limits, you know that, and test things out. So I started to think about things. And what do you know? They manifested within a day. And then the next day did the same thing. I mean, we're talking about like winning the lottery. I didn't win like billions of dollars, but I won some money, okay? I got my friends together with other friends that are in these business ventures and, you know, just so many things, meeting new people that I know are my soulmates. It was like, bam, it's here. You just help with this. Good job. Look at what you can do. Anyone can do this, so let's start doing it. And so I think it's just, I'm so excited. I hope this stays, you know. And then I was trying to really be careful of anything when my mind would start to go the opposite way, you know. I'm like, no. It's got to be, you got to relax, you know. Let's chill. We got to get this on the positive side and keep it on the loving side. And it's so infectious when you're on other people. Like this love, it's almost like gum on a child's shoe. It just goes right over, and you don't even have to touch the person. Probably looking him in the eyeball and smiling helps, but I'm telling you, people around have been, oh, I feel so good today, you know, so glad to be around you and so glad to be with my friends. And so it's just a beautiful time, an exciting time for me. I just wanted to share that. Thanks for letting me share that, my friends. But it's been pretty cool.
I'm glad you are a champion. And you're sharing it. So that's beautiful of you that you're sharing it, because, you know, there's so much beauty at the same time around that we can embrace. And it's like the duality is right now building up in such a level that you can go into either way. You can go into the positive and the negative, like, immediate. And that's so powerful. That's so intense that when you go into these depths of the duality, you can, you know, since we're part of all of existence, we are welcomed in all of these dimensions, in the positive as well as in the negative. And so whenever we go into the depths of it, that's really where we can make our decision, our karmic decision, what life do we want to live, you know? Do we want to live still grounded and being in that fear, or anchored in that fear, or anchored in that joy and trust of moving forward, you know? And that's a choice that we have in every moment. And often, when we still have trauma or shock experiences in our systems, it's not easy to just make that decision for the calm, the compassionate, unconditional love movement, because a lot of the people have surface energies, and then we have deeper core energies, and that's very confusing. When I was younger, I put some earplugs into my ears, like up to 4 months. I was literally not engaging with people, talking and listening. But actually,
how old were you when you did that?
I was like 14 or 15.
Yeah.
And then just took myself out, you know, and even with school. And I had times in my life where I just really completely put myself out and just observed what the people really mean when they talk to you, the body language, you know, the words that came just out really basically muffled because I didn't really listen to the words. I just looked at their body language and what the person really means. And if you look at it and you put an earplug into your ears and you really don't see or don't listen what people say, but you see their gestures, you can see the difference between what people mean and say. And it's so interesting how that really requires us to understand multi-levels of interactions with people, because a lot of people have passive-aggressive energies, and a lot of people are angry, and they're still smiling. So just because they're smiling doesn't actually mean that's a good thing, you know, what they're saying or what they're doing, because the underlying energies are not healthy. So I had to learn very early on to go fully into the depths with that, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's almost, I mean, you hear about like CIA and FBI have, this is a science to them, reading body language, you know. And as you talk to someone, even when you're talking to someone about healing, right, and you know this is a divine appointment, this person's been put in front of you, but they start to put their hands over their chest, right? For me, it says, this person is totally not ready. You're wasting your breath. Just pray for them and move on, right? And I'm glad I listened to that, because they usually come back around, you know, 6 months or a year later and say, hey, remember we were talking about that? And their energy is really different, and they're not hugging their chest and turning their back towards you, or putting their pigeon toe together and things like that, saying, stop your energy from coming into mine. I'm now ready for this. And if anything, you know, Atana, you taught me almost to be like a Jedi Knight, you know, or a Jedi warrior in this metaphysical matrix that we live in, that it helped me to see a couple of steps ahead. I'm teaching my kids how to do that. I mean, it just kept me safer.
That's
and
awesome.
Happier. Yeah, thank you so much. I mean, that's just like one of the things that, you know, I have noticed over the years. Like, I am not like a superhuman, but I can make decisions based on other senses than just my eyes and my ears, you know? And it's almost like one of my best, being an empath, it's almost one, not my best, but it's almost like my most exciting and developed way to communicate with people and to understand. And I thought I was a freak, you know? And so you really helped me to understand that that's not weird, and this is totally normal, and you're really good at it, you know, and keep going. And so thank you for that.
Thank you.
Well,
and thank you for teaching it to your children, because you're helping them to expand it and their friends. And can you imagine how much that serves, you know?
I know. Carol, do you experience the same thing, honey?
Carol is learning strategy, you know, because that's what you're talking about is, you know, like you can see a couple steps ahead, and that's a skill that I'm still learning how to do as I step out of the programming that I was in and that unhealthy marriage that I was in. I was deeply programmed, and everything was like it took a while to, like, get those programs and thoughts out of my head. And, you know, Atana's been suggesting to me for years now, you know, like, I need to learn strategy. I need, just like you're talking about, you know, it's like, be a step ahead. And that's something that I'm still developing, quite frankly. I'm working on it. I know I'm better than I used to be. But that sense that you're talking about, you know, where you can, because that's you're trusting senses, you know, beyond your eyes and your ears, and I'm bringing in trust so that I can do that too, so I can develop that too. And
do you think there's another sense that you can think of right now that is more developed than is it clairsentience? Clairsentience is the knowing, right? Is that what I'm pretty sure it's clairsentience. Yes. Is there any other, you know, would you say, like, you know, you see better, you hear better with your physical ears, or is there anything different than that what I've ever seen?
It comes when needed for me, and I would probably say that everything is kind of, you know what it reminds me of when I think about it right now is kind of like a soundboard, you know, where you have all the different levers, you know, like the dial up and down and, you know, bass.
Like
and
Don Juan.
And all that. Like our producer Don.
Yeah.
So I feel like all my sensory abilities are kind of like that, and sometimes I need a little bit more of this, and then that'll come up, but it's not something that I, like when I'm in a session and I'm bringing in the energy and I'm focused on that, I don't say, I want to hear this and then hear something. You know, it's like I'm doing my work, and it'll either come into my awareness either that I hear it or I see it or I know it or I feel it, you know, it comes in. So at some level, those levers are being moved up and down, you know, and I've always just felt like once I realized that that process was happening for me over the years, you know, like back in the beginning when I was beginning to see things and beginning to hear and know, it was like, wow, that's cool, you know? And so I was aware enough at that time that this was like the whole scheme of the Atana method. You work with the chakras, you clear the chakras, you know, then you elevate your consciousness, then these things unfold, and so I have that awareness that they're unfolding as my system is clearing.
If Atana were to give an award out for his best student, it'd be you. Seriously, you're so... And even Anna always talks about how grounded you are. And if I had a grade, you'd be like F minus. She never comes to class, and she's always talking, and never being humble. But I love that about you. I love that about you.
But I appreciate more than anything is the person really moving forward on their journey. It doesn't matter how good or not good the person is. It's more like in integrating it, because as long as the student works on it and becomes like a teacher, a master of what we're learning, that's really where we get better, you know. And look how many times I screwed up on my journey. I had to learn everything by trial and error. I mean, not everything, but most of it. And I screwed up, like, just having the gift doesn't mean much if you can't cultivate it. You know, just having a gift, you don't know how to deal with society. You don't know how to deal with people coming at you wanting this, and you dealing with all the different hierarchies and with the finesses of, you know, friends bringing their friends and wanting to know about their sessions.
Yeah,
and,
wow.
You know,
that's a great
all thing. All of these things you have to learn, you know. And, and how many times did I put my foot in my mouth by, it's just a friend asking about a friend, and then they have rivalries going on, and then saying, hey, but Atana said, you know. Atana said you screwed up, you know.
Well, you taught me a really... Like, seriously, you taught me a really good lesson about that. And I always think about that, what you went through and what you've gone through. And so know that as you said, it just makes everyone's journey better because you're learning, you know? So you doing that helped me, and I can't even, you know, count how many other people that's helped. So it was awesome ultimately, right? Well, listen, we're going to have to take a little break. We've been having so much fun. I totally forgot. Saber forgot. Oh, no. Never would have thought that. Take a break. to take a break, so we'll be right back. Healing. I'm your host, Saber, with our one.
We're back.
Juggling show. I mean, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. I'm here with my wonderful friends, Atana and Carol, and we've just been talking about everything, just lots of different things. And one of the more pertinent things we were speaking of was how everything feels as if it's sped up, and whether it's good choices or negative choices, they seem to manifest even faster. And Carol had asked Atana if he'd talk about that a little bit more. Is it the spin of the earth? Is it rotating axis faster? Or what do you think about that, Atana?
I'm observing that there is. And I see this as a almost like strings from a guitar. Think about the when you have the guitar sideways, and the lowest string is on the bottom, and then so forth, the strings they build up. Think about the second and third string from the top. The third string is literally releasing its frequency built up, so that string is really vibrating a lot and releasing anything that is stagnant in that paradigm or in that frame of that string, right, that it covers, that spectrum I should say, and that spectrum is releasing the built up of energies that have been laid as a baseline on that spectrum, and so it's coming up to the surface, and because it comes up to the surface, it's almost like an earthy troll-like energy that's coming up, that's being channeled to us and then released and transformed into some very heavy, dense energies from the earth realms that are coming up so that that spectrum can be freed and being infused with more light. But the release of it is very traumatic. It's very harsh. It's like dark, right? And so it makes us feel like in our third chakra, in the solar plexus chakra, in the stomach area, it makes us feel like, oh, my God, these tar-like energies, what the heck is this? And then it's just kind of flows through us. We embody it for a moment, and then it's being released. And the more graceful we do it, the less tall it takes on our system.
Yeah. I definitely think, and thank you, Tana, that was an awesome way to look at that.
Thank you.
Cool. Did you just think that up,
you're
or
welcome.
You got notes back there, huh? You got notes, you just make that up, huh? That's pretty good.
Well, it is so good you can't even make that up. You just have to let it flow through you, you know?
And you know what? And just a sidebar, you said guitar. You said guitar. You can tell Atana, Germany man's been hanging out in Nashville, Tennessee too long, or not long enough. That'd be awesome. Well, I just wanted to say that really, when you were talking about the solar plexus, kind of the energy kind of pinging back and forth, that's what I saw. And I, what we started out on the show is me talking about me, but that I have the energy in my body is going to my ear. And I really think that's from not releasing the energy. It's like getting stuck. It's almost like it gets like pigeonholed up into that little crevice in my ear. And I don't know why. But I'm just so sensitive over there. And so I'm really trying to work on releasing that and just letting it flow. You know, I want to be of service and I want to help, but I also want to be healthy and feel good, you know. So please let this release now and flow into the universe, and let's all have rainbows and Care Bears, you know, today and have fun.
Well, and I want to say thanks for that wonderful explanation, Atana, because what I've been seeing in my healing work with others is it seemed to me like everybody that was coming in recently has been working on clearing out, like, the lineage and like dark aspects from the lineage. And like literally yesterday I was working with someone that that's exactly how it presented itself, was like a dark, like sludgy tar, like, you know, because she just needed more assistance in processing through. And so thank you for that, because that seems to fit in with what I was, you know, my little picture of how I was understanding that with the slice that I was seeing. And if it's the earth energy coming up, then it is our lineage, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's lineage and people passed from, you know, certain, it's almost like these different lines, you know, that we have in the planets, like, you know, like the dinosaurs' time, the paleos, etc. Mm-hmm. And when you get to this level where you release these deep, darker energies from the past, it also gives us wisdom, though, or survival wisdom and energies that are strengthening our grounding, because we are integrating this too. We're becoming part of that. And that means we can also deepen our grounding at the same time, because otherwise we wouldn't go as deep. And so since that space becomes available in the beginning, it's really annoying because it's like so harsh, it's so dense. But after a while, we can then expand into that level, into that layer, and then we can also ground our lives in a new and a deeper way, like we have never grounded before so deep, you know, in the past. And that's the beauty of it. We're claiming our space yet a little bit deeper. We're getting a little bit deeper into the dimensionalities of our grounding. And that means we can also manifest and attract much more. And that's the beauty of it, you know. But that's still a lot of work. And what we're doing is we're working. It's hard work.
It is. I agree. So would you say that the explanation you just gave to what we were talking in the beginning of the show, like those two kinds of, as I said, how it's manifesting, you know. I never win the lottery. You know what I'm saying? Like, I play those scratch-off things because we love to give them to family members for birthdays and anniversaries and stuff, and we have fun with it, and we never win, you know. And it was like, oh, my gosh, we just won. Okay, this is awesome. And so we're trying to think of other things. I want to manifest a tennis court in my backyard with a huge tarp over it in the winter, and I want to have this amazing tennis facility where I can have all inner-city kids come and play, and we can help everybody play tennis. That's what I want to manifest. I'm putting that over the airwaves right now.
Oh, my God. Tennis is amazing.
I'm going to call it, the Love Club. And it will be in the center of Love Town, as we all have talked about before. And I'm going to name the court after my friends, okay? And I already have a program picked out for kids who are having troubles. It's going to be called Broken String, and because I know how much tennis has helped me heal my life too. Sports, and then we'll learn all about the Atana Method. And meditation and stuff like that.
Yay, yay, yay.
Woo! I'm going to put a big old crystal in the middle of the foyer. When you walk in, it's going to, bam, there it is, a ton of crystals. Speaking of crystals, Gabriel and I came down, and my other dude, both of my sons, and we picked out several things, but we were just talking about grounding and how much you need to ground. But is it magnetite? Am I saying it correctly? The magnetic stone, magnetite? Hello?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Oh, are you there? What's happening?
Yes, I am here.
Hello.
He was being one with the magnetite.
Yay, magnetite. But I noticed, oh my gosh, I slept so good with the magnetite because it's keeping me in my earthly body. And really, it really helped out a lot. So check out Atana's awesome crystal shop downtown Nashville, Meridian and Gray Street. Is that correct, Atana?
Yes, it's on Meridian, and the other one is in Berry Hill on Columbine. And we're going to have also an expo tomorrow in the fairgrounds in Nashville. And we're going to have the crystal store present there too. And I'm going to have also some lectures about the sacred inner dialogue if you guys want to jump in.
Oh, my gosh. You've got to go to Atana's stores. They are amazing. I'm serious. My kids want to go down there every day after school. I'm not kidding. It used to be you wanted to go to the candy store after school and get some Gobstoppers and Starburst, but now it's like, I want to go to Atana's crystal store and pick out crystals. Times have changed. Amazing. Really.
Yes.
Absolutely amazing. So.
Well, I'm so happy that I can provide that space for people where everybody can come in and have a high-frequency experience, you know. And people just come in and have, like, they just look around. And then you have to see, like, before and after when they come into the store. And then all of a sudden they come in and their energy, oh, my God, that is like a smile is coming, like a happiness is coming into the people. And they're just expanding the energy field, and they feel so expansive in that environment. And I love how people get like into their playfulness, you know.
Yes, I'm smiling just thinking about it. You're right on the money there. And the amazing people you have working there, they're lovely, Atana, absolutely lovely. So you're doing a tremendous Yes, they are. They were so nice to my children and so gracious to me and helpful. And so the whole scene, and then there's like a little restaurant down the street, so you can go get something to eat, a nice restaurant. So come to the crystal store, go to dinner, you know, hang out. Just a cool scene, you know. So it's awesome.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Yeah. So.
And you know what's beautiful? Now we have like the best team that I could wish for, and it's as we are expanding. I'm happy to have wonderful beings there who can hold the light frequency, and are part of the mission of not wanting to take from the crystals, but also to add on and to love and to support and nurture them and support the people coming in and connect them with healthy healing stones, and also supporting the people to find the stones, you know.
Yes. And, you know, even if you're not there, them being there is absolutely amazing because they are so sensitive and so in tune. I mean, I kind of like say stuff once in a while to see if people are paying attention, right? And she knew everything I was talking about.
Yes, you do.
Like, I said something like, I was like, oh, yes, this will be good for fifth dimension work. And she's like, oh, yeah, the grid. I'm like, oh, my God, this is amazing. Hi, how are you? Awakened one, you know? Because it's sort of lonely sometimes. So I was like, oh, my kids loved her, so I just going on. I can't remember. It was Kat, and I can't remember the other young lady's name, but they're cool. They are so cool. Really amazing. So let's go back to the grounding. And Carol, you're like the specialist of grounding. They should have Carol/grounder/ your last name. That should be your new title.
Which, again, I just love, because the only reason you think that, I mean, that comes up that way is because I've spent so many years trying to figure out what it is.
I know, right?
when you figure it out, you don't want to be grounded because you like just, you know, you just remember there's like celestial realms and all this other stuff. But then you're like, oh my God, I got to go back to that place. So it's like this weird thing, this grounding journey. You should write a book about that.
Well, but it's different for me because I wasn't ever, you know, like you said, you came in this way, you know, being so sensitive and aware and all of that. And I don't know, I can't speak to exactly what I was like before my childhood traumas, my sexual abuse, but I certainly know that afterwards it was all shut down, right? And
yeah, so I would assume so, yes.
So for me, like, I don't have that difference of like, oh, I don't want to be grounded because I'm having such a good time up here. You know, for me, it was just, I picture when I'm not grounded, this is what it looks like in my head. It looks like the cartoon of the woman in the kitchen jumped up on the chair when she eked and saw a mouse, you know?
Oh,
and,
my
you
God.
Know, like when they jump up on the chair and they're like, eek! It's like I jumped up and out and got as far as I could, which was the top of my head, but not out of my head. I just like, oh, hey, this is nice and safe up here in my head. If I think really hard and I be really analytical and I follow all the rules and I do everything right, then I've got a nice little safe box I can live in up here. So for me, finding grounding was like moving down into the heart, you know, and then moving down, you know, into the lower chakras. I was like so far removed from the lower chakras. I mean, I'm still trying to bring them back online. And so, I mean, I remember I'd been working with Atana for a little while before it clicked. Like, oh, the heart. he wants me to pay attention to the heart. Oh, okay. I'm the heart.
Like,
how about that?
Probably the only thing that exists truly, but we've got to remember that part, right?
So I see that whole picture of me timidly, or cautiously coming down from the top of my head and unfolding into the rest of my body. And once I started to get the first flavor of the glimpse into being present in my whole body and being connected to the earth, then it was like, oh, this is amazing. I want more of this. Just like, wow, I actually feel connected to Mother Earth. And I actually am starting to understand that concept that she is here for me and that she supports me and that she loves me, and I can give her unconditional love and she gives me unconditional love and support.
Woohoo! I want to clap. Can I clap? Let's give a clap.
Yes.
Can you hear that clapping? That's clapping for you and Mother Earth. Woo! Yes.
We
I'm
love that.
Yeah.
And all of that's thanks to my journey with Atana.
Yes.
Well, I am grateful to be on this journey with you guys.
Likewise. Hey, we got to go on a little journey for 1 second. Got to take a break. We'll be right back in a couple of minutes.
Hare, Hare, Hare.
hope you missed us. Welcome to Let's Talk Healing, or welcome back, really. I am hosting the show today. My name's Sabra, and I have awesome guests that the show is dedicated to. Is it Tana and Carol? And we were just returning from break talking about grounding. Is there anything else you guys want to add to our grounding topic before we move on to something else?
Yeah, I want to add. Go ahead, Atana.
Grounding is so important for all of us. Consider grounding as action that we have to do on a daily basis, specifically to connect to the circadian rhythm. Every day and every sunset, make sure that you connect your feet with the earth to ground yourself at sunset, to get a real good grounding for your feet. Then energetically ground yourself. Connect with the core of the earth and give yourself that beautiful energy connection with Mother Earth and allow yourself to feel grounded at all times.
You know, one of the things that I do to ground is to, I know this sounds so cliche, but hug trees. I do. Hugging trees is like this passion of mine. And I know that when I put my spine up, my feet are on the roots if the tree is big enough. But it's like, it's heaven. And I have a tree in my yard, I swear to you, that winks at me. He's got a face and he winks at me. I'm going to take a picture. I wish I had a website I could show this on someday. But I've got a tree that's pretty awesome. I do have a picture of him already because I love him. I'll be on vacation and want to look at my tree boyfriend, you know. Hey there, Frank. You know, how's my tree boyfriend doing? But I do. I'm obsessed. And it's probably no surprise why I live in the middle of a forest. On the side of a mountain, so it's probably the best thing for me because, as you all know, that I'm not the most calm person, and my energy is all over the place sometimes. And this is my design. I probably designed this so that it would help me and my family. Because if you plant a potato, you get a potato. So I'm sure my boys have what I have, or at least half of what I have, right?
Half a potato.
Yeah, my mom always says that. If you plant a potato, you get a potato. Come on. All of you see talking about like some idiosyncrasy that one of my sons is exactly like me, you know, and she'll just you know, never fail, plant a potato, get a potato. And every time you hear that, you're going to think of my mom. Her name is Babs, but her nickname is BB. So BB, she's probably one of the reasons why I'm so, to the point and very open, because she is awesome. She is awesome. So, Mom, you plant a potato, you get a potato. You too, right back at you. But enough about
that.
Me. Thank you. So
I love potatoes.
Me too. I do. I love potatoes.
Me too.
Tana, are you a full vegetarian?
I am vegan, vegetarian, I'm international, whatever cranks the tractor.
How about you, Carol?
I am gluten-free vegan.
What does that mean? Gluten-free.
Well, gluten-free.
Oh, gluten-free. So. See, I thought it was some, like, new term, you know? But I don't know about yet. Gluten-free, okay.
I'm sensitive to gluten, so I've been included in my diet.
Okay. Did you have a gluten test, or did you just decide that on your own?
I had a gluten test, yeah.
Yeah, because they say, like, only 5% of people have that, you know?
So that's interesting. You are one of those people that has that allergy. That's interesting. Says a lot about you. It's probably gluten and grounded. Two things go together. Gluten, grounded, you know? Let's turn that code on off.
Yeah, I think it's just this, the healing of those lower chakras that I was talking about, that is just kind of made everything very sensitive. And as I am healing more, I can tolerate, like I can digest better. So, which makes sense, because as I heal more, I can take more of life in, so I can digest better.
That's a really good point. I never thought about it like that. Say that again. If you heal more, you can digest more. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I can bring more of life in and digest. So when you're eating, it's like you're bringing life force in. And so when you can bring in life force and digest it well, then you can live life more fully.
Wow, that's beautiful. Here, I want to clap again. Okay. That's a good one.
I'm going to put that.
I have an excellent teacher.
You're such a kiss ass. You already got an A, okay? You already got an A. You're the best. I know.
But I wanted to bring up when we left for the break, when we were talking about the grounding.
Yeah.
I was looking at the stones that I'm holding and the bracelets that I'm wearing, and wanted to also bring in like the healing work that Atana does with crystals and how important that's been on my journey.
Yes.
To have these crystal friends to support me with, you know, learning this whole journey of grounding and finding my heart and trusting and, you know, all of these elements that have come into the healing have been supported through the crystals and gemstones that, you know, Atana has said, this one's good for you. I'm like, yay, okay. I'll wear it.
I agree. I honestly, I don't know where I would be if I didn't have the crystal thing with Atana. I mean, it's a pretty big part of this journey. And I fought it for a while. I'm like, I don't need crystals. What do I need crystals for? You know, I don't need those. And now they're all over the place, you know, and kids are going after school. And it's like you don't have to have it, but why wouldn't you have it, right? That's the thing. It's like.
Exactly.
It really.
Too.
Sorry, Tana. Go ahead, honey.
Yeah, it's like you don't have to have them, but why wouldn't you want to have them when they're so beautiful, so supportive, and they're being right there, put into the earth to support us. And I'm so happy that we have these amazing systems and tools and life forms available for us to support us on our healing journey. And a lot of people, well, I don't believe in this, I don't believe in that. It doesn't even matter if you believe in it or not. It still does what it does, you know. And it's just beautiful.
The one thing that got me about crystals, because as I was saying before, I like to test stuff out. I want to see proof. And, you know, the whole thing with computers and crystals, there's crystals in computers so they can work, so they can hold and retain memory and information. And it's like, for me, it's a science mind. You know, yes, Sabra loves science. Woo! Did you all know that? No. I am like a science nerd. I love science. And it was like, there's some way, so the energy's coming out of my hands, they're going into this crystal somehow, you know, and it's going to work to help myself and the planet. So I'm just in love with crystals, really am.
Well, the crystals love you too.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I was just looking at the time. It's time to go. Boo. Oh, my gosh. I was having so much fun talking to you guys. I think we're doing something really special here. And before I got on the air, I was praying and meditating, and my angel showed me, like, these little tubes going out into other galaxies, and it was us talking and us loving and us caring. And it's going out to all of these planets that we've never even seen or heard of before. And they showed me the people living on these, or the Galatians living on these planets. Excuse me. And it was really beautiful. So we're making changes not only to Earth, but to the other galaxies by loving each other and respecting each other. So Thank you so much, Atana, for being part of this. Thank you, Carol. Thank you, Don. Do you guys want to say anything before we go?
Yes, we love you. We love all of you. Thank you for doing such a great job hosting Saber. Thank you, Don. Thank you, Carol. And thank you, listeners and sponsors, that you are just being part of our amazing transformational healing journey. Anything you want to add, Carol?
I don't know how it can be said any better than that. I love you all. Thank you for letting me participate.
Woohoo! All right, we'll see you or thank hear you again next Thursday for Let's Talk Healing. See you guys. Love you. Bye.
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 It was fun.